Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course, home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Heal Squad.
Hey everyone, it's Kelsey.
And Jeff, and we are here to tell you a bit about our partner, Anchor. We know that you're a fan of this podcast, and maybe you've thought, hey, I want to make a podcast too.
Well, we have great news for you guys. We want to tell you all about Anchor. It's the easiest way to make a podcast for a few reasons, but to start out, it's free.
Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more.
Plus, you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
So, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Do it, you guys, and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the inaugural edition of...
Potluck Saturday.
It's Potluck Saturday as promised with Kevin and Kelsey.
How fun is this music?
Hot buttered popcorn.
I'm going to listen to this every morning now for my little like wake me up.
This is the official Potluck Saturday opening song.
I love it.
So you guys, you can let it play out a little bit,
Kelsey. Right.
So you guys would... Well, this is in beta phase. This wouldn't be something we would do every week. But I think there's times when we want to speak or share our feelings. Maybe Maria's going to want have something to say. Maybe there's even some members of the Heal Squad that want to talk to us. I don't know. On those occasions, we'll have Potluck Saturday to go to. So every now and again, you may see in your feed... Uh-oh, what's that, Kelsey?
Uh-oh, it's Potluck Saturday!
And, in all seriousness, and like, not that that wasn't serious, but it was lighter in tone, but in a heavier means, we had, Thursday night, we had our heel event with the great Jay Ray. On our Patreon. And if you are not a Patreon subscriber, I really urge you to become one. Yes, we have ad-free content. We do have a bonus episode a week, but it, really the value is in these heel events. And not that this is an ad for Patreon. This is really about the event and what transpired and what I saw. And Kelsey and I both were moved to tears, as was Maria. Yeah. And I didn't, you know, the night of the event, I didn't sleep much. Didn't want to talk about it on Regular Guy Friday, but yeah, there were a lot of heavy hearts that took part in the heel event, and Jay Ray led it. And Jay Ray, what is Jay Ray's official title?
She's a clairvoyant, she's a medium, she's an intuitive healer, everything.
And she's very down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
which I like.
Yeah.
I love about it. And so if you weren't part of the event, obviously you can become part of Patreon, and the events are all up there. But if you weren't part of the event, we'll do a little recap on some of the issues that were brought up by all women. It was, mm-hmm. you know, that were on the at the event. The,
we had
the
a few
Zoom
men,
event.
Which I love. They didn't.
But I mean,
questions.
the ones I heard from were yeah. right.
Yeah.
And it was hard. I was silent on the call because I knew the people were in great hands with J. Ray, and then Maria had weighed in a couple of times as well. I think, I mean, J. Ray opened it, you know, talking about that we're in such a time of transition, and I think we all feel like that, and that it's extended transition.
Mm-hmm.
She was very hopeful and positive about it, that, you know, we're getting through it. But I what really moved me, Kelsey, and you was the fact that so many people are in pain.
Oof.
And you know, I you know, as I was talking, I don't know if you heard Regular Guy Friday yesterday, but I was talking about a guy that was being a jerk in his truck, and it almost like went to blows with me and him. And I realized that he's every bit in as much pain as the people on that call. Mm. Except he's more than likely lower consciousness.
Right.
So rather than address his pain or have the pain hurt him, he takes that out on other people.
Right.
And I think we all know when we see these people out there that hurt and are toxic and, you know, it's because they're in so much pain and they don't vibrate high enough or have the strength or the courage to face their own problems. But if you're like my wife, Maria, you will have empathy for them because of that and say you don't know their story. And I'm getting there.
Hmm.
But what I heard last night were people who vibrate very high.
Yeah.
And because they vibrate high, the pain is more intense. And then the people that suffer the most in the equation is them.
You know what?
And
Go ahead.
Please, no, you talk because
I was just going to say one thing that really stuck out to me, and it stuck out to me, I think, because I do it too, and I've been working on it for the last couple years, is even these people, these women who are in so much pain, are getting up there and apologizing. They're apologizing for crying. They're apologizing for saying that their pain doesn't even come close to the last person's pain. I'm still getting DMs today that are like, oh my gosh, like, sorry for crying. Like, and I'm like, stop it.
No.
Gosh,
and again, I don't want, you
things.
Know, we don't want to listen. Yes. Poor thing is right. We don't want to double shame them.
No,
I want to commend them for that.
Yeah.
Not saying that keep being like that. I'm commending them because that's how wonderful and altruistic and they are, you know, we need more, you know, like how they put themselves last. And again, that can't a compliment because on the one hand, you know, it's not healthy to put yourself last clearly. But on the other hand, you know, it's when I think of all the other people sucking up the oxygen in the world who put themselves first and really probably shouldn't.
No.
But yeah, that was, that was very moving as well. Mm. And when I know there was one woman, and we'll talk about, we won't mention names, but we'll tell you their cases. And then hopefully
when you're on the go 24/7, like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier, and to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there, this little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
I hope they're listening, because I just wanted to give everyone a virtual hug. I know. Kelsey did too, so did Maria, and I just was like, oh my God, how do I just move everyone into my house here, in Connecticut, and just get up every day? Give me a month.
What was amazing, Kev? How much love, and that's why I love this group and this heel squad, how much love was in the chat. I mean, people are like, I wish you lived here. I'd give you a hug. Yeah. Hey, we do live close to each other. Let's meet up. Yeah. And that is what we want. Like, that's the whole point of this community. And that's what Maria originally, like, her dream when starting it. And, like, when I came in, that's what I saw, too. I was like, this is – Kev's always seen it. It's like, we want to have this community where we all are supporting one another when shit is hard. And
because life's always been hard, I think, with the internet and the social media and stuff. Everything's just gone faster, and it's just gotten so much harder. And I think, obviously, we need the relief. But, I want to, Kels, go over some of the examples last night. And, and again, I hope they're tuning in and you can hear us. And if there's anything we can offer in terms of advice that is helpful, and again, I'm hoping that other people that were on the event, that were on the call last night, will support those people back too if they can. But Kels, let's go over some of the examples what happened.
This one, Kev, jumped out at me. We didn't even talk about this earlier, but this one, when I was going through my notes, I think just because I connected with it, and I think a lot of people did. Someone's question was, how do you consciously break out of abandonment issues as they manifest in your relationship? And this was someone who was speaking about her mom. Remember that one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So with her, I think I even put this in the chat. And mind you, I was on 3 levels of staging, and it was like a sauna, like 100 degrees, and I was painting a ceiling and walls shirtless,
perfect,
and sweating profusely. But I will say, like, this distracted me so much with the physical pain of doing all that to hear it. But I remember when I heard that, I wanted to say to that person, this was what someone else said. I'd heard someone else say, so it's not mine. But, with her mom, your mom loves you as much as she can. As much as she can. And I think what we usually do, many of us, and we spend a lifetime doing, is trying to show the parent, school the parent, teach the parent, get the parent to see our side. And by the way, and there's parents who spend lifetimes trying to do it with their kids. And I think, again, my experience is, you let go.
Yeah.
Accept the person for who she is or he is. They love you as much as they can. I still have not known any parent who, and I've had to say this to people too, who went to bed every night said, I cannot wait to get up tomorrow morning and torture my kid. Right, I cannot wait to make his or her life a living hell. It's going to be so much fun. I've not met that parent.
No.
And I've met some horrible parents, alcoholics, physically abusive parents. I've seen it all. But even their intentions weren't there. Mm-hmm. And so when you can apply empathy, how was mom raised? And we've talked about this, Kelsey, with our own families and our own grandparents. And you start peeling layers of the onions and you go, maybe they
She's
didn't get any
too.
Love.
Yeah.
But then I've had people go, no, you don't understand. He got all the love. He got everything. And I go, yeah, exactly. But again, even that, you have to empathize slightly with him, because as a dad, because if he was spoiled and got everything, did he have a say over that? I know someone terrorized me, was spoiled.
Yeah.
But that wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, if it's a bad person, even a bad parent, to not reconcile and get away from them if they're toxic. But I think that if you can start just working on accepting them for who they are, apply empathy to know that's why they got there. Like, it sounds like her feelings, the mom sounds young, mm-hmm. Not very mature in her feelings, and something's probably blocked, and either blocked, but or not mature enough to give, maybe can love like a 6 or 10 year old, but can't love like a 30 year old, right. You know, if that makes right. sense. So, but I think, and then gratitude, if you look around your life and you think of all the things you have, like, she's probably a better mom, a better friend, a better sister,
absolutely.
A better caretaker because of that. I bet you there's so many positives that would come out of it. Now, you know, I can think of all the narcissists that are around me. Kelsey, we were talking about this today. Mm-hmm. We were talking about your stomach. Mm-hmm. And I said, Kels, you know, I am grateful for all the narcissists that were around me because they taught me how to be resilient. They taught me how to keep evolving. They taught me how to depend on myself.
Yeah.
You know, how to be independent. I mean, so many things. So I'm sure there's a lot of great things that have come out of this relationship not being the what you see as the healthiest or the relationship you wanted.
Right.
And I think that's for the gratitude and acceptance. And what happens is, and here's the fun thing that happens, guys. Somewhere the parent knows how you feel. Mm. They know deep down, you look at them and go, you're a clown. You don't love me like you should. You're 6 or you're an ass or you're abusive. And the more, like, I have a friend whose dad was a raging alcoholic, still is, but is sober, and was violently abusive. Beat the mom, beat the kids. And forever, it was like the son, you know, just wanted an apology from the dad. And the dad, vibrating lower, I didn't do anything, couldn't do it. But the minute this is one of the people I'd said to, I go, you know, your dad didn't wake up every day. I know, because I know the father. He did not wake up every day, say, today I'm going to be the worst guy, father in the world. Right. He knows somewhere in his heart that he was, and he knows you feel that way. So he's being of lower conscience. He's tripling down to try to prove to you, no, I wasn't. I was amazing. Mm. If you let it go, just let it go. And with the steps and over the years, and the more the son let it go, now the more the father starts being better and closer and kind of
so
owning
right.
up a little bit.
You're so
now,
right.
we'll never be who what he wants, but this is when you can start having some moments. So you'd be very surprised if you can get to a place where you can accept mom for who she is. She loves you as much as she can. You understand her story, why she's there. You understand all the great things that came out of it. And I'm sure there are great things that came out of her raising you in that way. You'll see, like, she will get a few inches better with you. Mm-hmm. She'll never, more than likely, will never be what you want. And by the way, you may want to explore what you want. Maybe what you want is not realistic. We don't know the whole story. I'm doubting that because I could hear in her voice there was such a sweetness, but you may want to explore that to a degree too, because maybe you could meet mom halfway.
Right.
Okay, maybe I'm expecting too much. But I hope that helps you. I'm so sorry. And again, with so many of the people, so many of us are carrying these bags of bricks. Guys, I carried them for 20 years, and I carry like a satchel of bricks.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to have two giant Santa sacks of bricks that we carry, and we don't need to.
Yeah.
You can just take that giant bag of bricks and go, with mom, does, I'm just going to put it right down. Okay, mom, you are what you are. Great. I have so many other things to look forward to. I'm not in Afghanistan right now on either side getting blown up. I mean, there's so many reasons to be grateful. Anyway.
Yeah. No, and I think I agree. And I want to add too, Kev, because one of what Jay Ray said and what her suggestion was to write a letter. Write a letter, and we've heard this before, but I really liked how she put it. She's just like, write a letter to your mom that you don't send. And like you said, like, forgiving her. Forgiving you, I mean, you pour the hate out, you pour why she didn't, you know, come through for you this, but then it's all forgive, because like you said, it's like once you forgive, then they, I believe too, they
in your heart,
to see,
you don't have to do it to them. It's
no. But it's also in like, I can speak from experience with this. It's like I feel like we often have this idea, especially when it comes to like parents, it's like we have this idea of this perfect mom or this perfect dad or like this person that in our heads they were supposed to be and they like didn't.
They fell short.
And so they didn't mean to, but we're holding that, right? It's like, yes, that's all us putting them on this like imaginary pedestal. Exactly. Yes. So you have to let it go. It's not them. It's
let
you.
It and it's not it's serving so you. It's not serving her.
Yeah.
And you know what? I could tell just by hearing her voice that she was an awesome person.
Yeah.
And I would totally want to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Mom had a hand in that.
Mm-hmm.
Even wherever mom fell short, had a hand in forging that person.
Absolutely.
How many amazing caretakers you guys are out there because they had like horrible upbringings.
Yeah.
You know, but they were like, no, I got nothing but hate or neglect. And that's why now I want to give love because
mm-hmm.
I didn't get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think there's just, I'm really sorry, but I think that, I think that's a good one to start with. And
yeah.
And I've been there, believe me, I have been there, but it all will gets better the minute you do what I said. And it's worked for me and so many other people.
Yeah.
Kelsey, so who else?
All right. There was, and you guys, Kevin and I could do this for hours. There was literally so many, but I have two more because I know these two really stuck out to you too, Kev. And this one, particular, the woman who had asked if she should try IVF again. She's 40. Oh my God, Maria just scared the bejesus out of me. Do you need me?
Wow. Well, listen, it's Potluck Saturday, so anything can happen on Potluck
anything
Saturday,
can
people.
Happen.
Anything can happen. Is she in studio?
Yeah, she is in studio.
Potluck Saturday. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
Okay. So here we are, you guys. What a surprise. Anything can happen on Potluck Saturday, and Maria has come into studio not realizing. She thought we were doing a Patreon. No, Maria, actually.
I got confused. Pooja told me you guys were shooting Patreon. I go, wait, they're shooting it without me? Like, Fridays hijacking me?
No. See, this is an initiative we were throwing out in beta, kind of asking for forgiveness rather than permission.
Oh.
But based on last night, we were all so moved, not last night, the Thursday night, we were all so moved by the event that there just were things we wanted to follow up on to see if we can't offer some help and some support. And then also just remind people that our Patreon is just, it's one of the most underrated Patreons out there in terms of what you can get with these heal events.
Yeah. And but this is staying within the Patreon group.
No, this is not. This is Potluck Saturday.
I know, but people had private moments on there. You can't be talking
about
their private
moments. Well,
that's
why we're not mentioning names, Maria.
Okay.
See, this is why we ask for forgiveness, Kelsey.
Got it.
So welcome to Potluck Saturday. Every now and again, it's not every Saturday.
Thank you. Every now
and again, when we feel it, when you feel it, you're going to go, you know what?
I'm on a Potluck Saturday.
Right. Boom.
I feel like doing a Potluck Saturday.
Should we bring in the theme song for her?
Absolutely.
Again, I feel like we got to get Maria into Potluck Saturday.
Yeah, I agree.
It's going over as bad as Regular Guy Friday to Maria.
Guys, this is great.
Welcome.
Kelsey, you look like a DJ in there right now, bouncing.
Yeah. Welcome to Potluck Saturday.
Kelsey.
Oh my God, are you wearing your Budweiser shirt too?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, it's good. I like it. This is so ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay.
Boo, you so come up with the funniest shit. That's why people love Regular Guy Friday, because you're like, oh, let's do Regular Guy Friday, Regular Guy Friday. Then it becomes a thing. And then you're like, hey, what's it? What was the other one that you just came up with?
Polka Tuesday.
Polka Tuesday.
No, but then there was something else where we were swiping to swipe or swap.
Oh, Slay for a Slay.
Slay for a Slay.
Wait a second. We're going to Slay for a Slay. We don't know what it is, but hello.
People are helping us figure it out.
We're so going to Slay for a Slay. We're trying to figure that out. But anyway, so on this Potluck Saturday, we're just doing a follow-up on our amazing Patreon Hill event, which we have every month. With incredible world-class healers. Jay Ray, a couple of people even mentioned that she was the favorite Better Together guest, but we're just processing, Rian, hoping that we can send a lot of virtual hugs and support to the people last night. And and we're encouraging other people that were on that call to, you know, continue to support them as well and one another. So, Kels, let's go over the second person that move had us all crying.
So the next one was she's 44. Doctors told her not to try IVF again, and she was asking if she should or not.
And that was interesting. Ooh, because yeah. I get, you know, you're talking to a psychic, and when the psychic and Jay Ray is like very confident. There's no, I think if there was any doubt in her mind or any, she would never tell a woman don't keep trying. She was like, it's not in the cards. And that was like, it was so heavy. So I just jumped in because I wanted to just share. I was DMing Jay Ray just saying how grateful I was that she did the session with everybody last night. And I said, how amazing it must feel to help so many people in such a deep way in less than a 2-hour span. I said, wow, I forgot the impact sometimes a reading has because I've only seen it in a solo experience. And that was really, really moving. And she was like, thank you, sweetie. It was my pleasure, and I would do it again. I was like, ooh. Meanwhile, I'm stalking poor Kelsey on her text. Kelsey, we got to move it along. We got to move it along. J-Ray's getting tired because, you know, it's a lot.
And I'm like, Maria, these people are crying. How do I jump in?
No, but there's, but J-Ray.
You have to be careful. Like, the way you have to do it is, like, the second there's that pause when they got what they needed, but now they're in their ponder moment, you got to just like go
Jay
to the
Ray
next,
has a
which
couple
is good.
Follow-ups though for people. So
and you have to let Jay Ray do that because that's
Angels and Kings
talking to her.
It's a lot. It's so hard to like manage those to make sure everybody gets their time and that Jay Ray doesn't like, you know.
Yeah, because there was even two people who jumped in after I said like, hey, we have 9 more, and I didn't call on them because she was like puttering out, and I was like, sorry, I had already said
it's a lot to do that many people, like tuning into so many different energies.
That's why I tried to break. I'm like, we could do 2-parter. She was like, no, let's do it. And I was like, okay,
she just, that's why I love about her.
But it was really powerful to see. That was something that I've never seen that before, right? Like, I've done some, I've had psychics on the show, different incarnations of this show, like when I did my radio show and stuff. And it was so cool because he would tap in, he would do it. There was something about being able to be on a Zoom where you saw everybody and we all were feeling each other's pains. And it was like very, very emotional. It wasn't just a caller coming in. It was our community coming together.
Yeah.
And when you know that the whole purpose of this show is for us to all heal together and get better together and all of that, it's like, when you get to see ourselves all be in a room and be vulnerable, it's just really bonding and special. And so it's like, it's a similar thing to kind of like that business camp I went to this week that I'll tell you guys about, I think like next week when we're on the air again.
Just so many gems in Potluck Saturday. But guys, this is what Potluck Saturday is. Anything can happen. You bring any dish to the, any dish you want to the party.
Yep. So what was cool about like the business camp was, you know, we weren't just there talking about business. Like, we all opened up about our hardships over the last 2 years. And, you know, it's like someone's most people have something soaring and the other thing is failing or like floundering or in pain. So it's like your business could be crushing, but then your personal life could be in disarray, you know, whether it's a divorce or a failed marriage or, you know, an illness. And everyone in the room had something that was really painful that they were going through in their life. And it just, it kind of levels everything out for everybody because you get to see everyone's human and no one has it all perfect. And then you bond with those are the bonding moments, right? It's like, I see you as a human and I have empathy and I feel for you. And we're all going through this little thing called life together. And that was like a really cool takeaway. It was like, who do you want to do life with? And I got to get this whole new group of friends that I can go do life with. And I'm really grateful for that. And I think our Better Together group, especially in this Patreon, and if you haven't joined, please, like, I'm telling you, this is your moment, because at some point we're going to shift some stuff around and it might not be the same price point. It might be the might not be the same format. Like, it, this is the moment to jump in while you can and be part of the OGs, because the OGs are always going to be, you know, exempt from any changes, right? Whatever they came in on, they're going to stay on. Anyhow, I think,
yeah. And I think it's like, you not only get a community, but you get these world-class, you know, leaders, thought, you know,
yeah, you get to be a part of something. Like that one girl who was from Massachusetts and she's like, I feel like after my brain surgery, I've evolved and I have a whole different like perspective on life. And I feel so lonely because I don't have anybody else. And I was like, I felt like that too, because I was changing. And when you're changing, you look around and sometimes the people that have done life with you up until now aren't on the same page. And it doesn't mean they're bad and you're good, or you're good and they're bad or anything. It just is what it is. And so now you have to find your people. And so we're like, and that's the thing, like when I would go to a Tony Robbins seminar, that was really cool, is I felt so safe when I was there because I knew I was around people who wanted to get better. And when you want to get better, you're not coming from a place where you're in ego spot or you think like you have it all figured out. You know that you are just trying and that you need some tools or you need some help. So there's like that feeling of like, oh, we're all the same kind of people. We're all, you know, really trying hard. We're good people, but we're in some kind of need of help or tool or whatever. So it just felt safe because you're just with your people. So that's what the Patreon community is. You're with your people that are going to help you, that are going to shine a light on something. And yeah, and these then, heal events again, are crazy.
Like the fact that you were on that call to intercede and say that, it was like a tag team, because I loved when J Ray did her thing, you had your human speak and fought for follow-ups. And that's to me what makes it even more special than just a community, is that we just have these great people that come in and, you know, have so many like tools and gems that they drop. But yeah, and then
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her, because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heal Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heal Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
I'm glad, Maria, you brought that up, because that was one person who had gone through the brain tumor and everything. And when you, I think you clarified a lot of stuff for her by sharing your own experience. But anyway, so Kels, so getting back to, yeah, the lady who was not able to get IVF, that was hard. Ugh. She was crying.
It was horrible. It was heavy. But the cool thing with her, I thought, was like, she was so appreciative of that honesty from J. Ray. Yeah. And she was like, okay, All right. I think
it was relieved too.
I think she did too. I think she was kind of like shedding. Now she's like, all right, I can move on to whatever's next. Like I was sitting on this and wondering, and now it's like, okay, all right, thank you.
And I hope she can remain in gratitude, because when she talked about the wonderful husband, you know, she had so many other blessings. And when we heard other calls who had the opposite, I was like, you know, it's okay. Like, you can adopt. There's other things you can do. It's terrible. But I thought she probably felt relieved. But yeah. it was that was heavy.
Yeah.
Who else, Kels?
This one. This one really got us. This was the kind of last one we starred, Kev. The woman with 5 kids and lupus and a husband who had been out of work for 10 years, and she was just...
11 years.
Crumbling.
Just saying.
Yeah.
That 11. Was... Maria, do you want to discuss that? I had a lot to say. I was... In my brain, I was...
That was tough. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't feel like I heard the very top of her story with him in terms of, like, what the problem was with the husband. I knew the husband wasn't working for, like, 11 or 18 years or something crazy.
He cheated on her.
Oh, he did cheat on her.
He also did not even know what kind of lupus she had. And...
Well, and her job was she was an attorney, and he was...
Is an attorney.
And he was saying to stay in the... Even though it was so
stressful.
Yeah,
he's like, you can't quit. We'll, you know, like... They would lose... We'll lose our lifestyle.
Wait, he's an attorney by trade, too?
No, she is.
No, I know. But what was his... We didn't find
out. We don't know.
But he just stopped working.
Yeah. In 11 years.
Yeah. I mean, my heart broke for her, because that's why I jumped in. I said, I know a lot of women wait until they get that deathly kind of diagnosis to look at their partner and say, I matter now. I just have watched it too many times. And that's kind of what was happening there. And I mean, our doctors were even telling her, doctors don't really say those kinds of things. And they were really giving her the high alert, like, you're going to die if you don't stop. And and you know, it's really sad. I hope that I don't think it's really easy to put that into action. Mm-mm. Right, because you can just see she's just taken it all this time. But I hope that she can, because she'll find such a freedom on the other side. It's like, it just sucks. Like, no one wants to go through the pain, right? So you'd rather stay in something because you don't want to go through the pain of getting out of something.
You got to take it on the chin. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you just got
to... Nobody wants to take it on the chin, but if you do, it'll hurt worse at first, but then every day will get better. I wanted to hug her, and I was just so angry. And it sounds like she's with a narcissist. And I hope she's listening. You know, seems like the most important thing to her is her children. And, you know, by staying with this guy, you're not serving them in the way you think you are. And you're certainly not going to serve them if at some point the wheels come off the wagon and you pass. And I'm sorry to say, in my experience, I have seen parents do that and die young. I had a dad. I think Maria's mom. I think all the givers and the givers and the givers. You know, there's just nothing left to give at some point. You have your own children saying to you, I can see how this would go, Maria. He will fight for palimony. This is the guy who will want half the money and half her salary.
Which is why people stay in things, because they're just like, I don't want to deal with all of this. But
I will tell you something about, we've talked about on Regular Guy Friday anyway, about dealing with narcissists. I feel like I have a freaking PhD in it, because I've had to contend with them my whole life. And I have friends who have them and now come to me for help. You can never win with them. They will never see your side. They will never be what you want them to be. They'll never, you know, the only victory is getting away. Whatever check you write to them is worth it, and it will be doubled and tripled and quadrupled. I've seen it. Maria, we have a mutual friend, you know, that has been in a terrible divorce and has just been terrorized for now over a decade. But when we were talking, he came to the realization, you know, he's literally quadrupled his earnings, even though she got the Brinks truck and everything, and, you know, and just pulled every dirty trick in the book. She had cheated on him. I mean, just heinous. And yet now, you know, he's been rewarded. And it's hard at first to rip that Band-Aid off. But I really would love to see someone like that be able to get together with friends to support her in this. And I would honestly start lining up the ducks behind his back. I would start lining up the ducks.
I think we need to reach out to her. I think she's one we have to reach out to specifically. We need to get her info, and we need to just reach out to her, because she needs somebody who's going to really like coach her through this and help her through this. But
she needs somebody who wants you. Got, I mean, this is where you have to fight with these kind of people. And the fight is to get away from them. It's not to hurt them. It's to get away. And they have to stay attached to us because we, you know, they're nothing without us. So he'll have to find someone else. Mm. And more than likely he will, because that's usually the way those people are. Or maybe this will shake them up to get better. My experience usually doesn't happen, but it can. But I think you're right, Maria. I think she needs strength around her to say, okay, here's how to do it. Here's where to start putting the money. Here's where to, you know, start divvying things up. And, you know, where's our, like, our escape plan, where we're going to go, where, how we're going to insulate ourselves, all those things. Mm-hmm. And I know it's going to be hard, but I'm telling you, within 2 to 5 years, you're going to be floating. But it's just hard at first, you know, and it's really hard at first. But you're in kind of a heavenly hell right now. Then it's going to go to hell, and then it's going to go to heaven.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks for saying that, Maria, because I would love to.
Yeah.
I would love to QB it. And I have 3 different people who I QB against narcissists, and I've gotten them away from. Some you guys know from this show that are away and soaring. But I think that was one of the gifts of me, my nemesis being a total narcissist, and then other people around them being narcissists.
On the next Narcissist Hunter, Kevin shows us how to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I am the narcissist hunter, and I don't want to hunt them. I don't want to be near them, but a lot of people who are terrorized by them end up coming into my path.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's just a couple of rules. One thing with them you can always count on is if they get the chance to do the right thing or the wrong thing, they'll always do the wrong thing. And two, the only victory is to get away. That's it. Nothing else. That's it. Is the only way you can never win any other way. So
yeah. Queen, listen, I don't know how long Potluck Saturday's been going on for, but I got to hustle with Kelsey. I've got like 4 hours with her, and I need to like hustle. I got to put everything that we learned at business camp together.
Queenie doesn't know that Kelsey has a stomach appointment at 5:15.
Yeah, Queenie didn't know about the stomach appointment at 5:15, okay, so now we have even less time.
This, if you want to end Potluck Saturday.
What's our sign
answer
out?
Answer this. Answer this, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone, we're all what?
Good question.
Hungry and wanting to eat the food that we brought to Potluck Saturday.
Oh, fail. Kelsey Alexander Meyer.
We're all queens.
All queens.
Thank you.
All better together.
Yeah, we're all better together.
And you got
Maria, do you have a sign off? Do you have a Potluck Saturday sign off for us, Maria?
No, I have one thing since I'm never going to talk to you since you're so busy. I have one wife to husband note / one executive producer to executive producer note. I don't know if Queen Kelsey told you, but we need you to renovate the studio. So
I
you
got
to hurry your ass up back there so you can hurry your ass over here and you can keep on constructioning.
I will. I'm gonna have to do the East Coast one as well.
You know what I think we're gonna do? I just realized
I'll do this
it.
In beta.
I just What's realized that? What we're gonna do. We're gonna do a big L couch
Ooh.
Here. So if we have guests, they can sit on the couch, and then I can sit on the couch, and it's like a very comfy big L couch.
I love that.
Yeah. And a big coffee table in the middle.
That's cute.
So strike the stage.
Strike the stage. Or you can build on the stage. You can keep going that way if you want.
Maybe I'll make it
and
lower
no monitors.
And wider.
Like we're just gonna do a beautiful sign that's like so.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. you know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili. That we can set it up so that when you film these and you put them on Instagram, they're within our headspace, and it's like we're just gonna have to redo this whole thing. So get home. It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be so cozy and so cute and so awesome. And we'll use our color palettes from our new branding, mm-hmm. and it's gonna be great, honey. You're gonna see. Oh, by the way, the Roxy couch might work here.
It very well may.
Yeah, you said it was a comfy couch.
It's very comfy.
There you go. So boom,
boom,
and gray is in our palette.
Boom.
Anyway, you guys, thank you for tuning in to the inaugural edition of Potluck Saturday. And for, you know, the people on that call, just know we're sending you love and support. And please know you're enough. And you don't have to carry these bags of bricks that you're carrying. And I know it's easier said than done, but I've been through it. I've been carrying the bricks. I've not released all my bricks, but I've released a lot of them, and you can do it. And we're here from you. Yeah, we're here for you. And let's all be there for one another. Okay. Everyone have a great
Saturday.
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 And by the way, like, you know, you never know, Kels.
What?
Is there going to be a Sunday Funday show?
Oh, God.
No, I think we're done.
Yeah,
anyway, you guys. Thank you so much. Let us know your thoughts about Potluck Saturday and join the Patreon too, honestly, to become part of that community. And I guess that's all, Kels, for now.
That's all, you guys. We love you.
Bye, bees.